Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Song of Solomon chapter 5, we were taught that as a Christian, we should endeavor to encourage other Christians to live for the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So the one who truly finds Christ as their beloved will be a witness. They will call God's people not only at church, but during the week and during other times to encourage them to serve the Lord, to get alone with God, to read His Word, to pray, and to be faithful. My friend, make that a part of your life if you're a Christian, to encourage other Christians in the road of righteousness. Tell them the things that God reveals to you about Himself and share it with them. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 says it this way, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together." The idea of not forsaking means there, not there, there, not there, there, not there. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting." The idea of exhorting is continually exhorting one another. "And so much the more as you see the day approaching." They will share things from God's word that God has given them. They will edify fellow believers, and they will not be too proud to be edified by them. That Christ-likeness is seen in two passages. First of all, in Philippians 2, 5-8, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now that passage go on to tell us that God has highly exalted him, and given him a name that's above every name, and that every knee will bow at that name. And what a tremendous thing that is. But his earthly life was the opposite. And I throw that as a background to chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death." Oh, my friend, that I may know him, this guy that had been a night and a day in the deep, that had been whipped with 39 stripes 5 different times, had been beaten with rods 3 times, in and out of prisons, in perils among thieves and robbers. He's doing that for a man that he doesn't know. Oh, he knows him, but he knew there was even so much more to know. And he wanted to know the power of his resurrection. But you don't have the power of a resurrection without being conformable unto his death, without being in fellowship with his sufferings. We have a hard time understanding the power of his resurrection, particularly if we are unwilling for the fellowship of his sufferings. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, and he said to them, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Now, he said that to all those that were gathered there. The Savior's cross is something he did for us. He bore our sin, all of it. What he did in the redeeming payment of his precious blood and dying for us is to be finally, forever, sufficient for all men. Now understand, Christ came out of love as well as obedience. Our cross that we're to take up is not forced upon us. Rather, it is chosen by us to, whether we bear it or not. However, if we don't, we will not be pleasing unto him. Our cross will never accomplish what his cross accomplished. But our cross is the way that he has provided for us to show him our love. I'm reminded of 1 John 3:18, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." My cross is to publicly stand for Jesus Christ continually, willingly bearing the pain of the rejection and persecution by man in order to exalt my Savior. You see, friend, this is a love issue. Love for Christ, that is. Someone made the statement, "I gave up all for Christ, and what have I found? I have found everything in Christ." Brethren, that is both our love and our faith at work when we arrive at that point. So this is when heaven will say, "Wow." This is when our faith is full in his promise of eternal life, eternal joy, eternal glory. Wow. That is the goal, to be a witness, an edifier, while living a holy, separate life that is a testimony before the great cloud of witnesses at the judgment. We presently are living in that life, you might say, in following Philippians 2:5-8. But if we live it, he presents you as a chaste virgin, without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, adorned as a bride for her husband. We see the what. We see the wow. But let us see the why here in verse 9. Because he says, again in verse 9, "What is thy beloved more than another beloved?" Oh, there are others. And he is not here. We have beloveds. They play with us. They sing with us. They fulfill us. They make us feel good about ourselves. But their beloveds cannot fulfill the innermost man. The world has its things that are merely the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Satan said to the first couple, "It is good to look upon. For some, it's money." That is the lust of the eyes, or materialism. There are men for which it is pornography, whereas the first is the lust of the eyes. This one is the lust of the flesh. But then there is the one whose mind sees himself, will make thee wise in his God. That's the pride of life. And be it materialism, power, prestige, or popularity, There are only things that will not love you back or sympathize, especially in the trials of life when you've lost it. They will not sustain you when you face perplexities and problems that we all face. And those things, that power, that prestige, that popularity, the materialism, it cannot change. It cannot change the things that have entered your life. To seek those things is to seek the living among the dead. But our beloved lives. Our beloved loves. And our beloved leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And our beloved never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's given us his Holy Spirit when we received him. And so he says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He assures us that his grace is sufficient and that all things work together for those who love God. The trials and the sufferings that lie ahead and are awaiting us are not too hard for him. Just walk with him. You know, first-time experiences, the things that are unknown to us, are many times entered into with great fear and anxiety. It might be surgery. It might be the aloneness of the departing of your mate as they go to be with the Lord. Nobody faces those things and says, man, this really ought to be cool. Boy, I'm looking forward to this. But the greatest untried experience is death. The sting of death for our body. I remind you of Hebrews 9:27. And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is only one who can bring peace in that hour. The peace seen is according to Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And what does he have that the world doesn't? What can he offer? Why are you telling us John 14:6? When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Why are you telling us, Acts 4:12, that there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved? His peace for eternity. And forgiveness of sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.